If you like playing in the field of possibilities and getting your information from those who really know, Conversation at the Cutting Edge is your kind of program. Host Sandy Sedgebeer speaks with teachers, speakers, scientists, and authors that are shifting perceptions about who we are and what we're capable of. Get ready to expand your awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Here's Sandy.
Hello and welcome to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm your host, Sandy Sedgebeer, and tonight we're going to be talking about an open secret that many claim is so delicious, powerful, and fulfilling, it's better than sex. And not only that, but this open secret is also claimed to soothe all your pain, breathe love and humor into your relationships, and light up your innate genius. With me tonight is awakening coach, writer, and speaker Arjuna Arda, who is the author of 8 books, including the best-selling The Translucent Revolution, featured in O Magazine, and also Better Than Sex. A member of the Transformational Leadership Council and a keynote speaker at international conferences such as the Omega Institute, Google, and the United Nations, Arjuna has trained hundreds of people to become facilitators of awakening. And he teaches singles and couples how to integrate awakening consciousness into intimate relationship. Arjuna Arda, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you.
So, Better Than Sex, eh? That's a great title.
Well, you know, the title actually happened very organically. I was, as you mentioned in your introduction, I am the founder of Awakening Coaching, and I was in Vienna I was speaking at the United Nations in Vienna, and afterwards we did a weekend seminar for people who wanted to go deeper. So there were people from all over the world in this seminar, and we were sitting in a big circle. And on the Saturday, I guided people into what we call radical awakening, which means the recognition of your true nature as limitless, as creative, as loving, as resourceful, which obviously is very useful for people at the United Nations to know that their true nature is the source of all problems, the source of all solutions to every problem. So on the Saturday, they had this deep dive into radical awakening, and then they went home for the evening to their homes or their hotels or whatever, and the next day they came back. And so I went around the circle and I asked people, well, you've had a day now to integrate this taste of awakening. How has it been for you? And somebody said, oh, I feel so much energy. I feel so young. And somebody said, I have felt so much creativity. I worked for 3 hours in my, which I'd been feeling blocked around. And somebody said, I felt so much love and intimacy with my partner. And we just heard all these great testimonial feedbacks of what had happened overnight. And finally, we got to somebody at the end of the circle, a musician from Vienna. And she said, I don't know how to describe it. She said, I just feel so good. For no reason, I feel tingling in my whole body. I feel so good. I don't know how to describe this. It's better than sex. And I said, thank you so much. I think that might be the title of my next book. So that's the story and how the book got its title.
To which the answer must be, I'm going to have some of that.
Right. Well, you know, the good news is you're already having some of that because, when people ask me, what is it that's better than sex? The answer is you are. Your true nature, not the thoughts and the reactive feelings and the body sensations that we often confuse as me, but who you are deeper than all that, that is the ultimate source of fulfillment. But we have to have the right tools to be able to penetrate through the fog of beliefs and automatic thinking and reactive feeling. We've got to be able to penetrate through all of that to have an awakening to who we really are, which is limitless, which is blissful, which is actually everything we've been looking for in the outside world is to be found in the essence of who we are.
So how do you coach someone to awaken? What do you do?
Well, that's a really great question, and it actually is what set coaching apart from, for example, more conventional teaching. The way that you coach somebody to have not only deep, abiding realization of their true nature, but to be able to live that in their day-to-day life is through asking powerful questions, Sandy. That's the key to all coaching, is knowing how to ask powerful questions. And if you know how to ask powerful questions, it allows somebody to redirect their attention to what is really important to them, to what is really the key that sets the rest of their life aflame with creativity, with love, with inspiration, with contribution.
So what questions would you ask me, Arjuna?
Who is experiencing this moment? Right now, you can hear the sound of my voice on this radio interview, and you can see objects in the room where you are, and you can feel sensations in your body. And if I ask who can experience all of this, you would probably automatically, like most people, would say, me, I am, me. Well, the powerful question is to find out, what is this me? What is the true nature of what we call me? We've got it all tied up with a story. You know, I went to this school, I grew up in England, now I do this kind of work, I'm married to this person, I drive this car. But those are all actually just attributes, almost like anecdotes. But it doesn't really answer the question, the mysterious question of who or what is actually experiencing this moment. Who is feeling the sensations in the body? Who is seeing the movement of color and texture in the room? Who is feeling, who is seeing, who is hearing, who is aware of all of this? Whatever it is that is aware of all of this is not a car or a memory of a certain school. It's not even a gender, a masculine or feminine. Whoever it is experiencing all of this is actually mysterious. It's a mysterious awareness or consciousness. And as we find out more about that, more about who you really are, this capacity to experience, we discover that it was never born, it could never die. It's without any limitation. And it is the source, it is actually the source, the wellspring of all well-being. Every fleeting moment of happiness you've ever felt is actually just a reflection of this which you truly are. And how do I know this? From having coached and trained tens of thousands of people, I know now for sure, absolutely for sure, that this is true for every human being on the planet. And more people are waking up. That's the meaning of the word awakening. More and more people are waking up to discover that this is their true nature.
Your book is written in a very entertaining manner. You set the scene by portraying an informal potluck party filled with people. All of whom
right.
are actually your own coaches who have had their own transformational experiences. Why do we need to be coached to awaken? Why isn't it something that we naturally want to do and are able to do for ourselves?
Right. Well, that's a very, very interesting question, and it actually points to a kind of historical unfolding. If we go back, say, before the Second World War, for example, most things were taught in a didactic and hierarchical way, and very often a patriarchal way. So, for example, spirituality was mostly to be found within the confines of organized religion, and that was, generally speaking, patriarchal and hierarchical. Education happened like that. Business happened like that. Even art happened a lot like that with apprenticeships. So if we go back to before the 1960s, really, most things that we wanted to learn happened through looking up to somebody else, and very often it was a man. So that was patriarchal, hierarchical. The 60s brought this huge explosion, you know, with psychedelic drugs and meditation and the exploration of all kinds of new things. And this spawned what really took a little time to kick in. But by the early 1970s, we had what was called the self-help movement, where everybody now, they thought, oh, I don't want any help from anybody else. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. It's all got to come from within. Well, that is actually also a limited perspective, because there are many things you can't do on your own. For example, you and I both know if you want to get a great massage, well, theoretically, you could reach most of the parts of your body yourself, but it wouldn't be the same relaxing experience as being massaged by somebody else. In the same way, you can't really tickle yourself. You try, you can't really tickle yourself in the way that somebody else could tickle you. You also can't give yourself a surprise. You can't kind of get a shh, boom, you know. You can surprise somebody else, but you can't surprise yourself. I can give you endless examples. You can't do brain surgery on yourself. However great a brain surgeon you are, it wouldn't be advisable to try and do it on yourself. So in the same way, when we want to wake up, from any kind of pattern which is unconscious, we are not the ones who are best equipped to wake ourselves up because we are running on the patterns that are unconscious. So just like many other things, like getting a massage, like, you know, many things, it's a beautiful aspect of life that we can collaborate and support each other. That's what makes human existence delightful, is this possibility of dancing together. Dance is, by the way, another example. You could dance alone, but it's more fun to dance with somebody else. So awakening from unconscious patterns is really much more fun and fruitful and enjoyable when it can happen in a respectful coaching relationship, which is neither the didactic, hierarchical relationship of the past, nor is it the kind of emphatic independence of the self-help movement. It's actually a collaborative and respectful relationship.
So in a sense, you're saying that, you know, the time is past now for learning from gurus and teachers, and it's really about being guided?
Yes, 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 in a respectful way. The beautiful thing about coaching, you know, is that John can coach Mary on a Monday, and Mary can turn around and coach John on a Tuesday, you see? So it's mutual. You can have mutual support. We can recognize we both have unconscious patterns, and we can all be free of them. So it's a collaborative relationship which is built in respect.
So it sounds like it's quite an esoteric thing, but in fact, as you demonstrate throughout the book, I mean, you can use this for just about anything. You know, there's stories about people who had problems making money, others who had problems losing weight, just literally every single experience that we encounter.
Yeah. So this is actually a very, very pragmatic thing. Connecting with your true nature is the source of everything we long for. You know, I suppose it's a little bit, the example I sometimes give is you could buy an electric toaster or an electric can opener. You could buy all kinds of electrical devices, but none of them are going to help without electricity. You could buy all the gizmos you like in the world, but none of them help without electricity. And in the same way, you can learn things, you can learn new skills in relationships, you can learn business skills, you can learn things and have all kinds of experiences, but it is all lit up by this connection to the wellspring of creativity and well-being, which luckily happens to be who you are. You don't have to look very far to find the juice that lights everything else up. It happens to be your own original nature.
What a fortunate coincidence. You're listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, and I'm talking to awakening coach, speaker, and author Arjuna Arda about the open secret that he shares in his latest book, Better Than Sex, The Ecstatic Art of Awakening Coaching. After the break, Arjuna is going to tell us why he doesn't believe in enlightenment, and he's also going to guide us into an experience of radical awakening. We'll be back in a few moments, so don't go away.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message,
visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm Sandy Sedgebeer, and I'm speaking with awakening coach, speaker, and author Arjuna Ada about his new book, which is all about the ecstatic art of awakening coaching. Arjuna, in your book, you say that you don't believe in enlightenment. Why not?
Well, enlightenment is a word that has been really bandied about a lot in Western culture since the 60s. And it's very frequently used to refer to a future, either a future state or some kind of higher state which Sri Banana Nandaraj, Sri Jay is floating around in, but, you know, I'm not. So when we use a word like this, obviously not all 7 billion people on the planet agree with it. Clearly, enlightenment is not a concept that everybody is in agreement about. And when something is like that, when a word is used collectively, but people don't agree about its meaning or its validity, it means it's not actually a fact. It's a concept. You see, it's a concept that some people believe in, and some people don't. And the way to evaluate concepts, you see, is not whether they're true or not, because no concept is ultimately true or untrue. It's just an opinion that you can hold or not hold. So the question comes not if this is true or not true or real or not real. The question comes, is it useful? When you hold up a concept of a higher state better than the one that you're in right now, or if you hold up the concept of a higher state which somebody else is in better than you, what does that actually do to your present day moment? What does it do to your capacity to love? What does it do to your capacity to be creative and enjoy life in this moment? I spent more than 20 years of my life absolutely fanatically pursuing a concept that I had of enlightenment that I had been educated to believe in. And what happened after 20 years, I didn't become enlightened. There was just a kind of a moment of seeing the absurdity of the whole thing and realizing that the awareness, the limitless consciousness, which is experiencing this moment, has always been like this. There's no change required. It's only a matter of relaxing into what is already there. So my experience was not of becoming enlightened, but just abandoning the nonsense of pursuing something other than what's already in this moment. And when you actually relax fully into what's here, you discover this moment is psychedelically perfect. It's like beyond imagination perfect. It's so beautiful, this moment, with the colors and the sounds and the trees and the bird song and the people and the, oh my God, it's so rich, this moment. Why would you want to pursue anything other than what you've already got right now?
You are so right. This is my kind of spirituality. You know, I mean, this is where we live, right here in the present.
Yes.
I would like you, if you don't mind, take us through this experience, a small experience of radical awakening. You write about it in the book so beautifully, and you talk about radical releasing as well. There's so many points that I wish we could discuss here, but we're not going to have time, but we will follow this up with another show a little bit later on when we can go a little bit deeper. But right now, if you can give us this experience.
Sure. So it's a very, very simple thing. It doesn't require you to do anything at all except just to notice the fact that in this moment you can hear the sound of my voice. That is almost inevitably true, isn't it? You can hear the sound of my voice. If you hear the question, then it's true. You are hearing the sound of my voice. Now, when you hear the sound of my voice, you could consider for a moment, does it require any effort or decision to hear the voice when the voice is already in your ear? Is there any time delay in your subjective experience between the sound of the voice and the experience of the sound of the voice? Is there any thought needed just to hear the voice, not to understand it or think about it or agree with it or disagree with it, but simply to hear the voice? Is there any thought needed? And as we relax more deeply into the recognition of the nature of hearing itself, you might come to recognize in your own way that hearing, the process of hearing, is actually thoughtless, timeless, and effortless. It is occurring spontaneously on its own. So then we could ask ourselves, who is it or what is it who is hearing the sound? Who or what is meeting the sound in this moment with awareness? In just the same way, you could look around the room where you find yourself. You could find an object just to rest your gaze upon and look maybe at a corner of the object and ask yourself, does it require any thought just to see this object when the object was already here? Is there any time delay between the presence of the object and the experience of the presence of the object? Is there any effort or decision to see the object when the object is already right in front of you? And you might also come to discover that the process of seeing with which we are so familiar is also thoughtless, timeless, and effortless. In just the same way, you could become aware now of a sensation in the body, maybe the moisture in your mouth, maybe places of expansion and relaxation. And in the same way, you could ask yourself, who is it or what is it that is experiencing sensation in the body? Who or what is experiencing sensation in the body? Does it require any thought to notice the sensation when the sensation is already here? Is there any time delay between the sensation and the experience of the sensation? Is there any effort or decision required to notice the sensation that's already present? And in the same way, you might notice that feeling sensation is also thoughtless, timeless, and effortless. And you might also become curious now to know, who is it or what is it who is hearing and seeing and feeling? Who is it? What is it that is hearing and seeing and feeling in this moment now, is aware of this moment? What is it that we call me, we call I? What is the nature of that? How big is it? Does it make any sound? Was it ever born? Could it ever die? Does it have any gender? Is it male or female? Or is that which is aware of the body actually more mysterious than those distinctions? You can allow this inquiry to continue to deepen through the rest of your evening and into the days that follow, to become curious about that which you call me, to become curious about that which is hearing and seeing and feeling. There we go, Sandy. There's a little taste.
Oh, I just love this book. I really do. It is so sensible. That's the thing I like. And I think that's what people are looking for these days. You know, the days of kind of going out of your body and floating on a marshmallow cloud are long gone. It's, you know, it's practical spirituality now.
There you go. I think particularly it is the kind of shift in consciousness which unlocks your gift. That is what I've experienced to be the ultimate key to fulfillment, is to unlock and liberate your true gift.
Yeah.
When you discover the gift you were born to bring to the world, and when that's liberated so it truly can emanate into every aspect of your life, that, I would say, is the absolutely sure key to well-being, to fulfillment, to dying one day with a laugh and a sigh. Ah, I lived what I came for. And awakening to your true nature is essential for that, because it actually puts you, it connects you deeply to the source of everything which you have to contribute to the world.
Arjuna, so interesting. Can you tell our listeners, before we close, where they can learn more about Better Than Sex and your Awakening Coach work?
Yeah, sure. Well, Better Than Sex, you can get it on Amazon. And then you can look up my name, Arjuna Arda. So arjunaarda.com, just roll it together, and you've got my website. Awakening Coaching is awakeningcoachingtraining.com, and you've got the Awakening Coaching website. We have a free 5-day mini course to introduce you to our work, which you might enjoy. And I would love to, anybody who's interested, I'd love to get to know you better and maybe enter into a more direct conversation.
Arjuna Adar, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to part two.
Thank you very much, Sandy. It's been a pleasure talking to you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And once again, the book is called Better Than Sex, The Ecstatic Art of Awakening Coaching. And it's not just for people who want to be coaches. There's so much rich information and exercises in there. And I'm not somebody who enjoys exercises in books, but these ones are effortless. That brings us to the end of this show. If you wish to learn more about me and the services I offer for teachers, speakers, authors, and conscious businesses looking to build their platforms and expand their profiles, you can visit my website at sedgebeer.com, where you can also sign up for my News from the Edge newsletter. The theme tune for this show is from an original song called Searching by Grammy Award-winning producer, composer, and musician Barry Goldstein. I'm Sandy Sedgebeer. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to having your company at the same time next week. Till then, you can listen to more great shows live and in our archives here at vividlife.me.
Thank you for listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, where scientists, researchers, authors, and teachers working at the leading edge meet. For conversations that aim to shift your perceptions about who you are, why you're here, and what you can achieve when you open your mind, expand your awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Join us next week, same time, with your host, Sandy Sedgebeer, for another Conversation at the Cutting Edge.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. You're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message, visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.